The immigrant rights advocacy group, Voces de la Frontera, and the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP will file their suit on Friday. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frontera says her group has been monitoring the problems Latinos have been having in getting the necessary photo ID the new law requires for anyone to vote in the upcoming election season. She says it's clear the law creates an unconstitutional poll tax for low-income people of color, especially in Milwaukee.
We have, you know, some neighborhoods, for instance, African-American neighborhoods and Latinos, where the level of unemployment is at depression level. The barriers that we're already seeing in the cases of people who've tried to apply for photo ID, it means that people's rights are definitely going to be violated. And I think we're going to see that in the first election come February.
Newman-Ortiz says her group has documented cases of people being required to pay to renew expired government ID cards to obtain the photo ID they'll need to vote. The new lawsuit will challenge the law on the basis of the state constitutional ban on any impediments to the right to vote. Governor Walker's spokesman Colin Werwe recently issued a statement reaffirming the governor's confidence in the law, saying it's needed to prevent voter fraud and that it will withstand both state and federal challenges. The ACLU has a challenge against the law pending in federal court, and the state chapter of the League of Women Voters also has a suit pending in Dane County Circuit Court. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.